little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
5-6-7 here in the bottom of inning three from Winterfield. It is the Mud Puppies 4 and the Rafters 2 on WFHR. Andiaka returning to here in the Winterfield press box. 4 runs, 3 hits, and an error for Minnesota. 2 runs, 2 hits, and no errors for your Rafters. Landon Gaz leading off this inning for Wisconsin Rapids against Minnesota's Drew Gertz as the first pitch from the left-hander is on the outside corner for a called strike. Gaz hit by a pitch back in the first inning. The Moore Park, California native takes the 0-1 outside to even the count. 2-10 hitter so far this season is Gaz. 2 homers, both on the road. One at Fond du Lac at the end of the first half, and the other in that doubleheader marathon palooza at Lakeshore out of the All-Star break. The 1-1 misses downstairs. Count now 2 balls and a strike. 83 on that off-speed delivery from Drew Gertz. The 2-1. Bounced straight back by Gaz. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. The McIntosh and then 5-ash here. In the bottom of inning 3. Gertz set out of the windup. The 2-2. Swing and a miss into the glove of Smoot. Gaz down on strikes. Is Kyler McIntosh. The right-handed hitting shortstop from Alabama University. First pitch, that one slipped out of the hand of Gertz, missing way up and outside. McIntosh reached on an error back in the first inning. And coming from the third baseman, Dykoff. Swinging away at the 0-1 that is tapped foul down the first baseline. Raptors trail it by 2, bottom 3. The 1-1 misses outside. Trying to keep the updates here on the radar and what it might look like later on. Looking like around 9 o'clock, so an hour from now as the 2-1 misses low and inside. Repeated this a couple of times, but you never know when new listeners are popping in and out. It's good to know that once we are through 5 innings, it can be ruled an official game. So the Raptors need to make sure they're leading after the 5th. It's the 3-1 misses high for ball 4. It's a 5-pitch walk to Kyler McIntosh, a base runner for Wisconsin Rapids with 1 down, and it brings up the first baseman Dalton 5-ash. 5-ash hit by a pitch back in the first. chance for the Raptors to at least try and tie this ball game. Lefty-on-lefty battle. First pitch to Five Ash. Misses upstairs. Josh Novak to pitch the top of the third after Kelly Crumpton's line closed after two innings. Two innings pitched for the starter tonight for the Raptors. Two hits, three earned runs, three walks, and a strikeout on 40 pitches. 1-0 to Five Ash. Bounce right back. Count evens 1-1. Bottom third of the Raptor order for the second time around. After plating two in the first, they have not led since. 1-1 swung on and missed into the glove of Will Smoot. Count now a ball and two strikes on the Raptor first baseman. Raptors looking to string something together here in the bottom of inning three. The 1-2 missing low and outside. That gets through the wickets of Will Smoot, but not far enough back for Kyler McIntosh to take off an extra 90 feet. He'll stay put at first, and the count moves to 2-2. Another right-hander getting warm down the line in the Raptor bullpen. See what Wisconsin Rapids goes to after Josh Novak. Long pause for Gertz, the 2-2. Bounced in, count now full on Five Ash. Doesn't matter how they get him on, as long as they can find a way to get him on, get him over, and get him in, as I always like to say. The 3-2. That fastball misses low for ball four. It's a six-pitch walk to Five Ash. Two straight free passes given out from Drew Gertz. Two aboard, one out for the second baseman out of NIU, Ben Lloyd. Lloyd popped out to the shortstop, Cooper Nicholson, to retire the side back in the first. The Raptors sending eight to the plate in the bottom of inning one. First pitch to Ben Lloyd. Squaring around, showing bunt, pulls back, but that fastball on the outside corner regardless for a called strike. Set, looks back at the second base bag with five on the clock. McIntosh dancing off there, the 0-1. Swung on and missed. Count nothing and two. No balls, two strikes, one out, two aboard. The payoff pitch misses up and away. Can't confirm for sure because that light pole is directly in my line of sight between the Raptor bullpen. That might have been Gabe Casso warming up down the line. Can't confirm for sure, but the Raptor catcher is on the on-deck circle now. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Fastball on the inside corner. Lloyd down on strikes for out number two. Casso drew a five-pitch walk an inning ago. His first start since the first home run of his Northwoods League tenure. Friday in game one against the Kalamazoo Growlers. Pitch to Casso, misses low and inside. 1-0 the count on the Northampton product. Two aboard, two down, 4-2. Mud Puppies, bottom three here in Rapids. Top of the order on deck with Aiden Teal. Just need to get it there. The 1-0. In on a line to third. That is past the glove of Dykoff into left field. McIntosh will score, making his way to third is Five Ash. The throw there, not in time. It's off Five Ash. And it heads near the camera well. Dalton's going to come in to score. Casso on second. We are tied at four here in the bottom of the third inning. And because of that being kicked out of play, Casso is being rewarded third base. Good fortune for Wisconsin Rapids. That was off Dalton Five Ash sliding into third base. The go-ahead run just 90 feet away, and we're tied at four. Now Kirk Schreider calling for all the umpires to convene, that being Dylan Collins, the first base umpire. He is waving him in. I don't know what Kirk could be complaining about here. The Raptors have the game tied at four. A big two-out knock off the bat of Gabe Casso, continuing to see the ball well here in the final 2 weeks of the season. It'll be the top of the order with Aiden Teal, a chance to give the Rats the lead right back. Both RBIs were recorded there for Casso. He'll go down as a two-run double for the Rafter backstop. Clutch two-out hitting. And Aiden Teal, one for two in the ball game, climbs into the left-handed batter's box after that meeting between Kirk Schreider and this umpiring crew here on a Monday night. First pitch to Teal, misses up and in, gets by Smoot. Breaking for the plate is Casso, he scores. The Rafters have the lead at 5-4. That's one way to get the go-ahead run in. We'll take it. Count 1-0 on Teal. The bags are empty with two down. It was a high inside fastball that could have slipped out of the hand of Gertz. The catcher, Will Smoot, never had a shot at snagging it. Gertz returning to the windup, the 1-0. Off speed, missing up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Here on the Rafters, leader in pretty much every statistical category on the offensive side. The 2-0 fastball fouled away by Teal. Teal, a homer away from double-digit long balls this summer. And he joined the team late, about a month into the season. June 25th in Ashwaubenon was his first game. 2-1, another one fouled back by the left-handed hitting Teal to even the count at two balls and two strikes. This is pivotal now as we continue to mention this could only be a five-inning game tonight. Rafters now lead it 5-4 in the bottom of inning three. This is so, so big for the bullpen. They got to bear down and hold on to this lead. Obviously, the offense going to get a chance to add more in the next couple of innings. 2-2 breaking ball, just missing the outside corner. Teal has worked the count full. The payoff pitch. Teal on the ground, foul down the first baseline. Have another 3-2 here in the third battle of the ballgame between Gertz and Teal. Clock resetting the payoff. That one. Check swing on the outer edge. Teal went around. Third base umpire Jake Dunn ringing him up. That'll retire the side. The Rats have grabbed the lead right back. It is 5-4 Wisconsin Rapids. Due up the top of the order when we get to the top of the fourth right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
A The Raptors lead it by one here in the top of the fourth, and we have a peculiar change. Gabe Kosso ditching the shin guards for the mound. The Raptor catcher entering the ballgame as the next pitcher. Cashel Duggar checking in the DH spot of Landon Gaz to do the catching. First pitch of the inning to Matthew Mullick. We're at the top of the Minnesota order. It misses low. Raptors got the lead at 5-4. Three runs all with two outs for Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of the third to give them the lead right back. Two of them off the bat of Gabe Kosso, a double to left field. 1-0 pitch to Mullick, hit in the air right side of the infield. That is Raptor first baseman Dalton Fiveash making the catch for the first out of the inning. Josh Novak's line is done. He threw 35 in the third, so was forced to be out of the ball game. One hit and one earned run, three walks and a strikeout for the Hillsdale College product. Brock Larson, who's 0-for-2 in the ballgame, struck out swinging in the first. Popped out to short in the second. First pitch rolled over on the ground to first. Kosso having to dig for the first base bag. Fiveash flips it to him in stride. 3-1 put out, 2-up, 2-down for the Raptor catcher on the hill here in the fourth inning. How funny would this be if we have to have this game done early and Gabe Kosso comes in and records the final outs? He's got the top of the Minnesota order. Now the catcher, Will Smoot, from the right side. Kosso out of the windup. Efficient thus far, just three pitches thrown. The first pitch to Smoot misses low. Got some zip on that fastball for Kosso. He threw a bullpen yesterday in Green Bay. There's just a couple of position players throwing in the bullpen, not thinking much of it. Kosso's sitting in the low 80s. As a position player, that's pretty good, as the 1-0 breaking ball in the inside corner is called a strike. So Cashel Duggar now in the 5 spot for Gaz. No more designated hitter for the Raptors in this ballgame. The pitcher's going to have to hit the rest of the way. The 1-1. On the outside corner, just missing on the fastball for ball 2. This is one way to save arms if you're first-year pitching coach Mike Spears. Raptors losing arms left and right here in the final week of the season. This is a good way to do so. Kosso's 2-1 delivery. Swung on and missed into the glove of Cashel Duggar. Count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The base is empty. Top of the fourth inning from Witter Field. Kosso looking to go 3-up, 3-down in his Northwoods League pitching debut. Out of the windup, the right-hander rocks and fires. He got him swinging. Gabe Kosso, 3-up, 3-down. He strikes out Will Smoot to retire the side. We enter the bottom of the fourth. Raptors lead at 5-4 in Rapids right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom four here from Winter Field. Here comes the rain. It is 5-4 Rafters over the Minnesota Mud Puppies on WFHR. 2-3-4 in the inning for Wisconsin Rapids. Jorge Degatti to lead it off against Drew Gertz. How about Gabe Casso? 1-2-3, the Rafter catcher in the top of the fourth inning. On just eight pitches, the first delivery to Jorge Degatti misses the zone for ball one. Currently 8:20. 9 o'clock was the original timer. It was supposed to get heavy. Want to give another shout-out to my mom back home. She texted me saying, it's looking more like 8:45 by you guys. We still have about 25 minutes, according to that report, as the 2-0 misses away to Degatti. So in theory, the Rafters just need to get back out in the field here in the fifth and work a scoreless inning. The 3-0. This is outside for ball four. Degatti aboard for the second time in this ballgame. It's a four-pitch walk to lead off the fourth, and the batter is Orlando Lordoy. Lordoy looking for his first at-bat of the ballgame. A sac fly back in the first for a five-pitch walk in the second. Four runs, three hits, and an error for Minnesota. Five runs, three hits, no errors for the Rafters. A couple of multi-run innings for Wisconsin Rapids. Two in the first, three in the third. Minnesota putting up their first three runs in inning two and then run an inning later in the third. Lefty on lefty battle. First pitch to Lordoy. This is upstairs for ball one. It's not coming down super heavy. This is definitely something you could play through. But we'll see what the rest of the game entails as the 1-0 delivery in there for a called strike. Gotti leading off first, being held on by Larson. The 1-1 drifted in the air and hit well, foul down the right field line. Count now a ball and two strikes on the Faulkner product. Wind blowing out here at Winterfield, the Rafters wouldn't mind a couple of extra runs of insurance. It's the 1-2 misses up and in, having to duck out of the way. That one is Lordoy. See how much longer Drew Gertz has in this ballgame. The 2-2. Breaking ball in the outside corner got him looking. Lordoy down on strikes. That is the first out of the fourth inning, and it brings up Walker Buchanan. Buchanan, a couple of flyouts in the ballgame, both to center field in innings one and two. Not much of a lead for Degatti off first as the first delivery to Degatti misses up and away. Buchanan's lone homer this year at Winterfield, 29 runs driven in, three of them yesterday at Capital Credit Union Park. Out of the stretch, 11 on the pitch clock, a long look to first for the left-hander as the 1-0 is fouled away down the first base side. .93 on that fastball there from the left-hander. The 1-1. In the air center field. Headley coming in, battling the lights. He is there to make the catch. Two down, runner on first here in the fourth inning. And the batter for the first time in this ball game is Cashel Duggar. Cashel Duggar at first base yesterday for the first time this season. A multi-hit game for the UCLA Bruin. Went 2-for-5. Led off the fourth inning in Green Bay with his third home run of the season, his first away from Winter Field. Singled in that eighth inning. Lefty on lefty battle, first delivery to Cash, misses up and away. McIntosh on deck, soon to enter the bottom third of the Rafter order for the third time, the 1-0. Fastball on the outer edge called a strike. 83 on that breaking ball from Gertz. Third base side of the rubber, 12 on the clock, the 1-1. Missing down and outside. 2-1 here on the Castle Pines, Colorado native. It's Military Appreciation Night here at Witter Field, our second and last one of the season. I want to thank all of those who have served and are currently serving. As the 2-1 bounced in off the chest protector of Smoot, caroming down the first baseline, but holding at first is Jorge Degatti. Purely in the driver's seat here is Cash, the count, 3 balls and a strike. Three and one the count. The Rafters looking to have a couple of base runners here with two down. The 3-1 will have to wait a pickoff move over to first. Not even a tag applied on Degatti before that 3-1 delivery. Twelve on the clock, back on the rubber, Gertz the 3-1. Swung on and missed, a fastball on the outer edge. Duggar can't connect, it's now 3-2. 3-2 the count, with two away, Degatti will be motoring on the pitch. Nobody holding on the runner, the payoff. This is inside, check swing to third, no swing, says Jake Dunn. It's a six-pitch walk to Cashel Duggar, a couple walks issued from Gertz this inning. It brings up Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh has reached in both of his trips to the plate today. Reached on a throwing error in the first inning from the third baseman Josh Dykoff, drew a five-pitch walk and scored an inning ago. Chance with the runner at scoring position to pad the Rafter lead. First pitch to Kyler. In the air, shallow right. This one might drop in no man's land, and it's gonna. Degatti scores to third. Duggar, a huge RBI single for Kyler McIntosh with two down in the bottom of the fourth inning. It is 6-4. They're on the corner, still two down, and the batter is Dalton Fiveash. That leadoff walk from Degatti comes back to bite Drew Gertz. Fiveash drawn a pair of walks today. Should say was hit by a pitch his first time up as the first delivery in the air center field. Coming in on it, Caden Headley to make the catch and retire the side. The Rafters add another here in the fourth. It is 6-4 as we head to the top of the fifth from historic Witter Field right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to. Or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at Do I Have.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Is the top of the fifth inning here at historic Witter Field. Rafters Mud Puppies for Monday Night Baseball on locally grown radio WFHR. Gabe Casso back to the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Josh Dykoff in the air, shallow left. Drawing out Kyler McIntosh. It is the Rafters shortstop to make the catch. One pitch, one out for Casso here in the fifth. He threw an 8-pitch, 1-2-3, top of inning four, and he's thrown 9 tosses in his inning and a third thus far in his pitching debut. Raptor fans, this was your starting catcher here tonight. 6 runs on 4 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 4 runs on 3 hits and an error for Minnesota. The first of two between the Raptors and the Northwoods League's 36-game traveling team this season. Casso out, wind up Harrison Bauman stepping in. Pitch to the Owensboro, Kentucky native, fouled straight back. From Crumpton to Novak, and now Casso for Wisconsin Rapids. The bullpen mound down the left field line for the Rafters is tarped. So this is Casso for the foreseeable future. One way to handle having a lack of arms in the final week of the season. The 0-1 misses low and outside on a fastball to even the count at a ball and a strike. Bauman 0 for 2. He flew out to left field back in the second. Struck out swinging in the third. The 1-1. Breaking ball. Hot smash on the ground. In the hole to short. McIntosh backhands it. The throw to first base is not in time, but that's a pretty play from the Columbus, Indiana native Kyler McIntosh. An infield single for Harrison Bauman gives Minnesota a runner on with one down here in the fifth. Ty Lethert, the left-handed hitting DH, has reached in his 2 trips to the plate today. 4-pitch walk in the second, singled in the third. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Lethert, misses up and away. Back on the old radar weather tracker. We look to be about 20 minutes away from it entering this area again. The 1-0 swung on and missed. Casso went off speed there. How about that from the Raptor catcher? Count evens 1-1. So vital to just get through this top of the fifth inning. Raptors lead it right now. So in theory, after this half inning, if Wisconsin Rapids is still ahead, this could be a completed game. The 1-1 right down the chute from Casso. It's called a strike. 1-2 our count. Madison had a similar situation happen when they hosted Minnesota in their series. They were only able to play 6 innings in one of the games against the Mud Puppies. Casso set the 1-2. This is out in the right-handed batter's box. Count evens 2-2. Just as we say it, the spitting rain has returned here in Rapids. Each team with 4 hits, but the Raptors lead it by a pair, adding another run in the bottom of the fourth on an RBI single from Kyler McIntosh. Five Ash holding on the runner at first, the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Lethert down on strike, second punch out for Casso, and the batter is Caden Headley. It's Caden Headley. 5-pitch walk in the second, a sack fly in the third. Righty on righty battle, Casso peers back. First pitch to Headley. This is up and in for ball one. Raptor fans, this summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Count 1-1. Headley swung on and missed on that fastball from Casso. Vivash holding on the runner at first yet again, the 1-1. This is outside for ball two. Casso down in the count. We'll see if he goes back to the fastball here. He 2-1. This is the inside corner for ball three. .82 on that delivery from Casso. The count now 3-1. Payoff delivery fouled straight back from Headley. 3-2, two outs, a runner on first. Top five runner will be motoring from first base on the pitch. The 3-2, runner takes off on the inside corner. Got him looking. Gabe Casso on the fastball. Two scoreless for the right-hander. The rafter catcher turned pitcher. Allows an infield single. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It is 6-4 Wisconsin Rapids from Winter Field right here on WFHR.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
.891 for the Rafters here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ben Lloyd to lead it off against the new pitcher into the ballgame for Minnesota. That is the right-hander, Carson Barta. And Yakum on WFHR returning to you here in the Winterfield press box. As I mentioned, 6-4 the score, 6 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Rapids, 4 runs on 4 hits, and an error for Minnesota. Barta from the University of Minnesota, Crookston, Fargo, North Dakota native, throwing in just his second game with the Mud Puppies this season. First pitch to Ben Lloyd, bounced in for ball one. You look at the left-hander, 93 pitches and 4 innings for Drew Gertz tonight. Gertz in the contest, 4 hits in those 6 earned runs. Walked 7 and struck out 4. Count 1-1 on that swing and miss from Lloyd. Lloyd 0-for-2 in the ballgame, a pop out to short in the first. Struck out swinging in the third. The 1-1 swung on and missed. Count now a ball and 2 strikes. On deck is the new pitcher, Casso. The 1-2 misses out in the right-handed batter's box to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Minnesota's plenty of rostered pitchers, so they have options to go to here in their long Wisconsin trip. 2-2 breaking ball, just missing the outside corner. Lloyd patient and drawing a full count here in his third plate appearance of the ballgame. The 3-2. Fouled away down the third base side off the bat of Lloyd. Two in the first, three in the third, one in the fourth for Rapids. Three in the second and one in the third for Minnesota. 3-2. Smashed on the ground to first down to Anita Glove as Larson. He'll take it to the bag himself. Three unassisted goes Lloyd for the first out in this bottom of the fifth inning. Gabe Casso aboard in both of his trips to the plate tonight. Five-pitch walk in the second. In the third, a big two-run double with two down to tie the ballgame up at four apiece at the time. Top of the order on deck with Aiden Teal. Right-hander, Carson Barta out of the windup. First pitch breaking ball to Casso. Misses the zone for ball one. The lone outing at Minot on the 29th for Barta. Two runs, two hits allowed, three walks, and no punch outs in that lone frame, facing eight hot tot hitters. The 1-0. Breaking ball, misses low and outside. Two balls, no strikes, the count on the Northampton product. It is a chilly night here in Wisconsin Rapids. Everyone up here in the press box, to some extent, with the exception of Colin Kapoor, the TV voice of the Raptors, in sleeves. It's the 2-0 fouled off the ankle of Casso. Count now 2-1. Current temperature here in Rapids is 63 degrees. Feels like the middle to end of September here in central Wisconsin. Looked around at the press box pals around the first inning, and I said, hey, I expected to be done with the sleeves around the second week of June. Not expect to have to wear this quarter zip at least at home the rest of the season. Casso hobbling out of the right-handed batter's box. Gives the thumbs up to the home plate umpire, Mondo Alejandro, to get back in prior to the 2-1 delivery. The 2-1. Fastball. This is downstairs. Three balls and a strike. The count now on Casso. Three and one. The count. Bags empty. The payoff. In the air, left field, and it stung well. Chasing back, and the catch is made over the shoulder. Holy cow, Tomas Lee. Robbing Gabe Casso of extra bases. Could have been his second double of the night. Instead, it's two up and two down for Carson Barta here in the fifth. That was struck well. Gabe Casso seeing the ball really well here in the last week. Just a loud out number two, and we're back to the top of the card for the fourth time around with Aiden Teal. Barta out of the windup. He first pitched to Teal. Breaking ball, missing low and inside, or so I thought. Mondo Alejandro giving me a head fake up here in the Winterfield press box, count 0-1. Teal 1-for-3 in the ballgame, singled and scored back in the first. The 0-1 misses low and outside. Jorge Degatti on deck, then Orlando Lordoy to follow. The 1-1. This is downstairs. Two balls and a strike now on the Mahwa kid, Aiden Teal. Two down, nobody on. Bottom five on a cold and rainy night here at Witter. Shot back up the middle. Five holding the pitcher, Barta charging in the shortstop, Cooper Nicholson. He gathers and throws to first in time to retire the side. Rats go down 1-2-3 in the fifth inning. We are through five in Wisconsin Rapids. The Raptors 6 and the Mud Puppies 4 right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot of...
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park. with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center, serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top six here at Witter Field. It's the Raptors 6 and the Mud Puppies 4 on WFHR. 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Minnesota. 6 runs and 4 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockmer joining you here in the Witter Field press box. Game 65 of 70 this summer for Raptors baseball on locally grown radio. 8-9-1 do it for Minnesota, as I mentioned this inning. First pitch to Tomas Lee. Bounced on the ground a second. Glove by Ben Lloyd. He will throw to first in time. Gabe Casso on the hill for a third inning. One up, one down on one pitch. Raptor fans, your place to stay this summer when coming to the Rapids area is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to the shortstop, Cooper Nicholson. Misses inside for ball one. Nicholson hitting from the right side. Takes a 1-0 delivery away from Gabe Casso for ball two. Nicholson 0 for 2 in the ballgame. A flyout to right field back in the second. Popped out to first base in inning three. The 2-0. Bounced low and outside. 3 balls, no strikes quickly on the beer batter here this evening in Wisconsin Rapids. The 3-0. Fastball on the inside corner called a strike. Casso battling back. Worked a 1-2-3 fourth inning. Faced one over the minimum in the fifth after allowing an infield single to Harrison Bauman with one out. 3-1 fastball on the inside corner. Cooper Nicholson's going to have to walk back into the right-handed batter's box. He's now got a full count here in his third plate appearance of the ballgame. Top of the order on deck, Matthew Mullick, the second baseman. The 3-2 hit on a line up the middle and threw for a base hit. That is Cooper Nicholson's fifth hit of the summer. He is now 5-for-36 as a Mud Puppy. Flips the card back to the top of the order with Matthew Mullick. Matthew Mullick in the ballgame, 1-for-3. His lone hit, a 2-run single back in the second. After Mullick is the left-handed hitting first baseman, Brock Larson. Five-ash holding on the runner at first. First delivery to the Mud Puppy second baseman, misses outside. Casso looking to get a bouncing ball on the ground here to try and turn two and retire the side. Would give the Raptors starting catcher this night 3 scoreless innings on the mound. 1-0 misses up and away for ball two. Worked a 8-pitch first frame on the hill and was pretty efficient in inning two. I guess same could be said so far this inning in his third frame, that being top six in Rapids. The 2-0 on the outside corner is called a strike. Now, if this game doesn't go the full nine tonight, you do kind of feel for Minnesota in a way. These guys play half the schedule this summer and have a lot of time off. Their first game in a while may not even be a full nine as the 2-1 breaking ball to Mullick is fouled back. Count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the count, one away on the University of St. Thomas product. Gasso looks to first on the first base side of the slab. Comes set the 2-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. Gabe Gasso, his fourth punch out, is the second out here in the top of the sixth, and the batter is the first baseman, Brock Larson. Larson 0-for-3, last time up, a 3-1 put out in the fourth. Gasso covering the bag on a ground ball to the first baseman, Dalton Fiveash. First pitch to Larson, misses up and away. It was Larson's big homer late in the ballgame against Wilmar on the 30th that allowed Minnesota to get their fourth win of the season. He 1-0. That fastball is in there for a called strike to even the count. When we get to the bottom of inning six, 2-3-4, due up for Wisconsin Rapids. Jorge Degatti, Orlando Lordoy, and Walker Buchanan. Gasso, long pause with 9 on the clock, the 1-1. Chasing upstairs, swing and a miss on a fastball to Larson, count now 1-2. Runner on first, a 1-2 count with 2 away in the top of inning 6. Gabe Gasso looking for 3 scoreless in relief for the Rafters today after starting the ballgame behind the plate. The 1-2, he got him swinging! Gabe Gasso! Driving in 2 runs at the dish, starting behind the plate, and he's got 3 scoreless. In relief for Wisconsin Rapids. 1 left on the bags. We head to the home half of inning 6. It is 6-4 Rafters right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. You should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about
milk
that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
2-3-4 here in the bottom of inning 6 from historic Witter Field. Jorge Degatti to lead it off against Carson Barta. Andy Ockham returning to here in the Witter Field press box. It is 6-4 Rafters. First pitch breaking ball in there for a called strike on Jorge Degatti. 6 runs on 4 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 4 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Minnesota. The 0-1 bounced in to even the count at a ball and a strike. Lordoy, and then Buchanan here in this 6th inning. Gabe Gasso, 3 scoreless. The Rafters starting catcher tonight has dazzled on the mound. The 1-1. Breaking ball rolled over on the ground to short, charging in Nicholson. Fields it cleanly and throws to first in time. Right on the money from Cooper Nicholson. One up, one down for the right-hander Carson Barta. Here in the bottom of the sixth, he has retired all four batters he's faced. Orlando Lordoy, 0 for 1, three plate appearances today. Sack fly in the first, drew a five-pitch walk in the second, went down looking in the fourth. Yeah, righty on lefty battle, the first time Lordoy is seeing Barta here tonight. The first pitch breaking ball, right down Broadway is called a strike. Continue to move right along here for Monday Night Baseball in Wisconsin Rapids. 0-1, rolled over on the ground to first. Larson charging in, gloves Barta covering the bag. The flip to him is in stride and on the money. 3-1 put out of Lordoy, 2 up, 2 down here in the bottom of inning 6, and the batter is Walker Buchanan. Buchanan 0 for 3, 3 flyouts, all to center field here tonight for the Jupiter, Florida native. Got the pleasure of meeting Walker's dad yesterday in Ashwaubenon. Introduced himself. Thanked myself and Colin Kapoor over on the Northwoods League Plus side of things and ESPN Plus for all the work we've done for the team this summer. And it's always cool to meet the host families of the players and the actual families of the players. A lot of them have at some point made their way out here to Rapids this summer. As the first pitch fastball to Walker Buchanan is on the outside corner for a called strike. It's been a pleasure doing this all summer. It's crazy to think we are in the final week of the regular season. It's even wilder to think I called 64 games this summer. The 0-1 misses low and outside. A lot of room for growth for me and what I like to do, and never had the opportunity to call this many games in this stretch. Was greatly appreciative for the opportunity. The 1-1. Swung on and missed. Count now a ball and two strikes on the Rafter left fielder. When we get to the top of the seventh, it'll be 3-4-5 for Minnesota. Will Smoot, Josh Dykoff, and Harrison Bauman. The 1-2. Breaking ball in the air, left field. It will drop down in front of Tomas Lee for a base hit. Two-out single here in the bottom of the sixth for Walker Buchanan. And it brings up Cashel Duggar for the second time in the ballgame. Duggar off the bench, came in to catch when Casa was brought to the mound. He's hitting in the spot of the Rafter designated hitter Landon Gaz. Cashel, a six-pitch walk that he drew in his first plate appearance back in the fourth inning. What I'm looking forward to is if another position player needs to come in and pitch, who will it be? The obvious option would be Kyler McIntosh, the actual two-way player on this team, as the first pitch to Duggar misses inside. But who knows, the Rafters might be trying to save McIntosh for a different game later in the week. Kyler might need to start a game at some point this week. You know, Tristan Kruzenberry is available. Brandon Scott will throw at some point as well, along with Nick Perry, who was used as an opener yesterday. And Noah Willingham, the clubhouse intern and now relief pitcher for the Rafters, will have an opportunity to throw Thursday at Fond du Lac. He has to work the track man here at home. But he's available to throw on the road, and we only have one more road game this season, so it's logical to see Noah in that ballgame as the 1-0 fastball grooved right in there for a called strike. Out of the stretch, Barta comes set, first base side of the rubber. Buchanan at the one back. The 1-1. This is downstairs, and here we go. This is the heavy rain that we have been expecting for a couple of hours now. Colin Kapoor and myself both putting our hands out of the press box, feeling it. It is coming down. Here we go. This might be the last batter of the night, or one of the last batters, as the 2-1 is on the outside corner for a called strike. This is by far the heaviest that has come down. It just started about, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds ago. 2-2 the count on the Castle Pines kid, Cashel Duggar. There is weather updates to be had. You'll be informed right here on Locally Grown Radio. The 2-2. Missing downstairs. Count now full. It is raining sideways into our press box here as well. This is not fun, folks. That's all I'm going to say. The 3-2. This is up and away for ball four. Duggar on the bags. And it'll bring up Kyler McIntosh. Pardon me, folks. Currently trying to move. There's not a lot of slack here on this laptop. Trying to put it on the chair just to get it out of the rain. We got to keep the equipment dry. We still have some more Raptor baseball this summer. Righty on righty battle. First pitch to Kyler McIntosh. Lined foul down the third base side. Duggar, a couple walks drawn off the bench here today for Wisconsin Rapids, and a chance for the Raptors to add on to their lead.